Each of our readings this morning on our second day of Lent talks about two very opposite paths. You know, in Deuteronomy we heard, "Today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom." Talking, of course, going to God or going to something that is not God. In the psalm, it was the very first psalm, we heard about the wickedness, or those who are saving, those who are following, those who are deciding in righteousness. And then in the gospel, how Jesus said to his disciples that he is going to die. He used the names, the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes. He would be killed and on the third day be raised. I mean, Jesus, he actually knew the story before the people did. Now we kind of know the end of the story of Lent, right? That he is walking, he is killed, but then we have Easter. But of all these kind of talks about the different paths, this morning, I really like to think about the tree in the psalm. "He is like a tree planted near running water, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers." I like that image in our two different paths, going to God or something else, about this tree that it's an image from nature, again, as a tree that has deep roots. The times to grow close for this tree next to the water that it has to have. Even if it's droughted, even if the weather is drought, that the tree cannot get water from the rain, he's still close to the river, right? And that's what we want to be during Lent, during our lives, that we have a bottom of us that just grabs Jesus. Even if the surface is hard, if we're persecuted, if we're in a hard time in our own lives, just having a tough time, that if we have our deep roots with Jesus, that will help us keep going. So continue to pray during Lent. What journey are we going? Which path are we going? And how can we stay with the one that brings us to God?